Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Erica calling in from Eagle Home Care, calling for Virginia.
Yes. This is her daughter.
Hi, yes. I was just calling to confirm that her case will be starting on Sunday. We have a caregiver, Nohemi, that will be starting from Sunday to Thursday from 9 to 9, as well as El Shaddai Star will be starting from Thursday to Saturday.
So it's 24 hours each of them, right?
Yes.
Because when you say 9 to 9, that's only 12 hours.
Right, so they only get paid for a certain amount, but they will be there for the duration of time.
Right, so they sleep in, and they're 24 hours, and she's starting from Sunday to Thursday, and then the other one gets there Thursday till Saturday?
Correct.
Okay.
And then they're not Puerto Ricans, but they do speak Spanish.
Right. and Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
You know, these older people are.
Yeah. We'll still try, keep it in our task to find, different caregivers that are Puerto Rican. But for now, this
is because we don't have anybody available?
Yeah. These are the only aides that are available.
And they have experience? They've done this before?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, and if by chance she doesn't want to keep them, what do? We call you and we say we need a change?
Yes, you just let
hopefully
us know and we can make
happen,
that change.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully that
but also you
happen.
Will be receiving a call on Monday just to confirm everything went well and that the caregiver showed up on Sunday.
Right. So what time on Sunday is she supposed to show up? At 9 o'clock?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And and also when I spoke to Melissa, I told her that they should, they're responsible for bringing their own food, right?
Yes.
Right. So you made a note to tell both of them that, right?
Yes. We'll let them know.
Because my mother cannot afford to feed them.
Okay. No problem.
You know. That's basically adding 2 miles, 3 meals a day, 7 days a week for a month on her $192. She can't afford to do that.
Yeah, that's too much. I'll let them know. That won't be an issue either.
Yeah, I told that to Melissa already. Okay, then Sunday. And what had happened? Because Centralite said that they sent the order in on Wednesday for it to start on Friday, and Melissa said that there was no order received. So what happened with that?
So we were able to get in contact with a rep from the insurance, and they were able to resend it, but it's for Sunday.
I know, but what happened that you guys didn't get it on Wednesday?
I'm not too sure what exactly happened. I would have to reconfirm with Melissa.
Melissa doesn't know either, because when I spoke many times to Melissa, this morning and yesterday, she had no idea, and it was not received. She didn't even know my mother's name or the case or anything whatsoever. So that was because she's been without home attendance for 3 days until Sunday comes.
Oh wow, yeah. I'm not too sure, but I can find out and give you a call back.
Yeah, it was because I had a family death, and the funeral was today, and I was supposed to be there for my aunt's funeral.
Oh,
and
wow,
now
I'm sorry.
I couldn't be there because there's nobody to stay with her.
Oh, wow.
You know?
I'm sorry for your loss.
The case should have already started yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's very, very disappointing that, somebody should be responsible for this, because that's not correct.
Right. I'm going to try to find out on what had happened as to why we couldn't start sooner. And I'll keep you updated.
And what's your name again?
My name is Erica.
Erica, I appreciate your help. Thank you so much for the call and the information. And I appreciate all the work you guys have done so far, okay?
Thank you. I also want to inform you that a nurse also will be coming to visit on Sunday just to open up the case and make sure everything's running smoothly, okay?
Yes, sure. I understand.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem. You have a great weekend.
Okay. You too. No,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.